Good morning. Welcome to the October 4th, 2016 Sussex County Council meeting. First thing is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. I have one amendment to today's agenda. We can strike introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. There are none.
Okay, motion to approve the agenda is amended.
All right.
Motion, Mr. Deaver. Second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. We have the minutes of September 27th. Any corrections, questions, concerns?
Perfect.
Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Mr. President, I do have one letter, and it's from David Hutt, but it is in reference to the sign ordinance, and I'm sure that will be discussed later in the presentation of that.
Okay. Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council?
No.
Okay. Public comments, Mr. Guy. Thank you, sir. Robert Kuhn?
I always stand up when you can't hear. Keenum.
Keenum?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
No problem, sir. I did all my life. I've had that name. I'm Bob Keenum from Heron Bay community. I'm here representing my community on a thing we've been dealing with for over 10 years. Other residents are back there with me today to show support for what we're talking about. And we'll start back real fast. I'm giving you a copy of what I'm talking about today. In 2005, after the bond money was put up for our community of $3.95 million, they had a notice to proceed. On the 2 February of 2007, Mario B. Capano signed off on a plan for our amenities within the community. On 15th of March, Sussex County Planning and Zoning approved it, and that was it. That was back in 2007. On April 23rd, a request for reduction of subdivision bond money of $1 million was submitted and approved. 16 August of 2007, templates showing all the amenities was giving out to prospective buyers and people who lived in the community, starting back in 2007. 2008, a letter from Seascape, which is contracted with Capano's, was telling us, hey, you're gonna get this, you're gonna get this, you're gonna get this. I've got copies in there for you. This went on and on. All through these years, we keep telling us they're gonna get it. All of a sudden, all that stopped. Nothing. We have the two things, a clubhouse and a pool, other amenities, not a thing's been done. We started in January. They came back for another reduction in bond money, at which time Mr. Lank said, told them that there was adequate funding in the bond money to completion of projects, streets, stormwater facilities, and amenities, he would approve it. At that time, we have seen nothing. We've had no contact at all with Mr. Capano, LC Holmes, or nothing. Absolutely no contact. Phone calls, letters, nothing. But they're telling us point blank, we're not gonna get it. We happened to meet in the clubhouse one day with Pat Feeney, a member of Mr. Capano's upper, and we took a copy of the site plan, and we said, Mr. Feeney, how do we stand with this? He actually took that thing, threw it across the table, and said, I don't know if that's even legal. Well, according to people here in the county, and many people we've talked to, that is a legal document. We're right now going through two things with Capano. One is sidewalk issue, the other is stormwater. Mr. Lawson has cut out all permits for that community until those two things are done. Well, Christiana just took his equipment out again today, I'll let you know that, and they're not completed. What we want to do is add these amenities to that two things that we're not getting and they're holding permits, and hold them still until we get our amenities and the other thing, sidewalk issue is done and like that. This is going on for 10 years. 10 years. We look in the Cape Gazette on the 18th of August, we see where there's another housing development going to be put in down on River, on Beaver Dam Road. Now, it may have a name over here of somebody different, but that's Capano. They can say what they want, that's Capano. Cedar Grove is Capano. It just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. In 5 years, when you look at the article, it says down there, they're going to get a clubhouse, they're going to get, I think, a pool, and other amenities as they've been completed. They could be in the same boat we're in. We want those amenities. We deserve those amenities. In fact, we've paid for those amenities. If I know building, I know real estate, when you go to put a new development in, you count in what's going to cost you to put infrastructure, amenities, you put all that in there, and you need to divide it, and you charge each person in their house what that's going to cost me, because you're not giving that to you for free. So in reality, we've already paid for our amenities. We want them. That's all I have this morning. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I'm sure Mr. Lawson will continue working on this.
And we do have a position on it.
We do, and we're actively working on a solution.
I'm glad you.
Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. You know what? You guys act like a bunch of bulls in a china shop. And you go in and mess it all up, crunch it all up, and then you crap it all up, and it gets to be stinking. Last week, you guys voted for something that should have never been voted on, soil conservation. Now, everybody that comes in for a building permit automatically has to go to get soil conservation to pay $100 to find out soil conservation doesn't even have a say in the matter.
Chris Pollinger.
Good morning. Morning. My name is Chris Pollinger. I live at 30167 Regatta Bay in Heron Bay. After Bob has passed on all his information, I have a couple things I want to pass on. Taking that ride from Heron Bay, it takes like 15 minutes to come here, and I've wrote all these notes. But you know, the bottom line is the builder does not follow through with anything that he says he's going to do. As Bob said, we had Mr. Lawson out. He came out with Hans. I mean, we have met with Mr. Lawson before. Rob Arlette came out. He isn't even our council person. But we reached out to him because we heard he was a fair, straight guy. We've had an article in the Cape Gazette by Mr. Ron MacArthur. We asked if we brought him in, and Senator Lopez says, guys, I don't want to get involved, but talk to Ron MacArthur. If he does an article, he's going to look for the facts, good facts, bad facts. He is going to, so you guys could be wrong. But bottom line was, we weren't wrong. It took us 8 weeks to get the permits pulled. September 25th, 2014, we had the permits pulled. In 8 weeks, we were told, and as we told Mr. Lawson, we talked to him, we're just two villains in Heron Bay. And LC Holmes says, we have lawyers. We have big-time lawyers that will take care of you guys. Well, guess what? Mr. Lawson says, the county's got good lawyers, too. What we basically want is everything done the right way. We have pipes installed wrong. The sizes are wrong. Now, the question about them, if they're sized wrong, who inspects that? We don't know, okay? Mr. Lank has been great with us. We're trying to get all this done before he leaves, okay? I know he wants to leave today because he don't want to hear from us anymore, okay? But he is a great asset to the county. I mean, Rob Arlette came out, he took pictures of these sewer pipes that were a safety issue, drainage to our ponds, which are still atrocious because we're told that it is a wetland and they can't trim around it. Well, if you looked at our ponds compared to ponds on Route 5, Beaver Dam Road, which I know there's people that live out by Beaver Dam Road that see these, trails of Beaver Creek, our ponds are atrocious. We have a big pipe going into this supposed to have been a super silt fence, and that's supposed to be the wetland. Well, one of the Capanos, I'm sure you saw in the paper a couple months ago, he went to jail this week, I believe, because he told his people at night to go through a wetland to make a road. Okay, so if this is happening down here, we don't know. But I'm sure you still have those pictures. Okay? This is stuff that happens that who inspects these pipes? Now, we just had a big storm. Everybody got water. The water did disappear to a point, and the ponds filled up to a point. But we're still getting so much water. One time, it almost flooded Mr. Jones's house again. We had pictures of how his house looks on the back, where his mulch from his yard was coming up. That's how far it comes. I mean, there has to be something done. Mr. Lawson, we can't thank you enough for helping us, okay? We actually got an email yesterday from him saying that they were working on it. He's holding the permits. At first, it was Jessica Watson. Now Mr. Lawson has control, which is good. But we need it done, and it's just not in Heron Bay. It goes all through the county. LC Homes has at least 7 building properties that they're building homes in Sussex County. So I'm sure they got a development in each one of your, you know, areas, your council places. So if that's happened, we know Sterling Crossings down in Rehoboth, they have issues. And we know that Winstone just got one permit released. From what Hack Jones and myself have done, plus members of the community, and like Bob just had all that paperwork, we have binders full of paperwork that we researched and got. This has to stop for the county. It's just not for us. And we don't know what else to do. We have signs being made because they're telling us we can't do this, we don't have that, we don't have access to our full clubhouse. And I'm sorry I ran over a little bit, but we did bring like 15, 18 people with us today. And they asked Bob and myself to speak today. So it's just something that, you know, we have to get this taken care of before somebody else gets the same predicament we have. They moved the sales office out of our clubhouse. It's been there for 10 years, okay? They're not even there hardly anyway. We have 2 offices in front. One's a sales office. They moved their stuff out to the new sample. Okay, now what do we have? They moved stuff from one area and shoved it into this other office, so we can't use it. We really don't have access to our clubhouse. And Todd Moyer, who is the director of whatever, his, you know, he's got this big title, but the bottom line is he's clueless. He's just a punching bag for LC Homes. He gets all the punches from all the development. I mean, we got people with their floors aren't right, that they're building, they don't put Tyvek up. It's a total, total mess. And if the inspectors come out, we have pictures, okay, of a person coming in to do stuff on the siding, and they put it up against the glass windows, like 12 feet up in the air. Now, if that person saw that bought that house, would you want them to do that to your house that you're spending $260,000, $280,000 for? I don't think you would. But these are things that, you know, we've invited county council out to our development before. Come on out. Hack will buy coffee. He's rich, okay? He's from PA, okay? So, you know, the people from PA, they got a lot of money. But anyway, you know, we want you to come out and see what we got. See our pictures. He has so many pictures. I bought him a little cushion because I didn't want him to sink out in his yard. I put it up at one of our signs, our stormwater issue signs. These are issues, and, you know, if I went through all this stuff here, that's basically a highlight. Bob has so much paperwork. Hack's got paperwork. You know, we're happy with Mr. Lawson and Rob Arlett and Lawrence Lank, and, you know, but we just need these things fixed, and it's just not for us, you know? I mean, so that's what we're really looking for. We're looking for some support from council to maybe make these people put these amenities in. They have the money. They have the money. I don't want to hear they don't have the money. They have money, these builders. And it's just a big thing. This is my third time speaking here. First time I came, I brought papers of the Cape Gazette, which you're all aware of. Second time, Hack and I came, and we thanked you all for what you do. And Mr. Arlett told, you can come back whenever you want, Chris, and say good things. Today I told him I have some good and some bad. And he said, okay, we want to hear what you have. So thank you for your time. Come out to Heron Bay anytime you want. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Paul Rieger.
Good morning. Paul Rigger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown. Basically, I came up here to speak about something different today, but after hearing the last ones with the development, with the issues, with the inspections, and the issues that they have coming forward, and coming back to the original inspections by our inspectors of the county, what exactly are they inspecting, what are they looking at, and what gets followed up? Are they just going to get a nice letter for the next 2 years, deal with this department, go to this department, go to that department? By the time in 2.5 years later, I would bet from this debt from today that if you just brought this up in 1.5 years with their development, it's going to be the same situation that's it's in due to what's done in Sussex County. And on that note, with Director of Planning announcing for a while ago that he would, I guess with his resigning, or retiring, better words for it, retire after so many years of service, is are we going to have a planning director pretty much ready to go day one that he leaves if much of the code comes in to say as approved by the Director of Planning and Zoning? Or does that, how does that work if we don't have a Director of Planning immediately? Who assumes that responsibility of having that title to enforce the code? And also too, we've been dealing with since roughly July or August of Mr. Johnson resigning from the Planning and Zoning Board for District 2, is are we going to get somebody coming through? Have we been going for somebody qualified for planning and zoning in a time frame? I mean, we should be getting it. Also, too, in that now, whereas before the requirements was, I believe, with him leaving now, too, I don't believe any of the other planning board members live in an incorporated section. So also, too, I believe the applicant for planning and zoning can also come from an incorporated section. Out of 4 available districts, since we have 2 in District 5 already, and the precedent's been set that we can have more, we're going to ride with more in one district, it can go to any of the other districts, because now we can go to 2 in any district, which may or may not be fair. Goes against my principle not to have District 2. But if we are looking for a qualified person and we're still having issues with finding one, District 1 can now go apply and look for somebody qualified. District 3 can go. District 2 and District 4. We have got to have more people qualified. And even if you are looking for the other districts, which who knows what's going to happen in the future with turnout, we should be prepared to have multiple knowledgeable people ready to go on the planning and zoning when the person resigns, retires, or has a disagreement, or whatever the issue is. It should not be a 4 or 5 month sit down and wait, let things go through. You have people paying good money coming through for conditional uses, special uses, and all the stuff in front of them. They should be entitled to have that fifth vote representing them on there, even though the planning board doesn't make the decision for the county, and the county is the final say. That extra vote may send an opinion in one direction or the other. Thank you.
Mr. Lawson, you're up.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. A few items of business this morning. First item is House Concurrent Resolution 95, an act establishing a task force to review the financial management procedures of volunteer fire companies. I included information in the packet this week regarding this bill. I'll remind council, this was a concurrent resolution that passed last year in the General Assembly, sponsored by Mr. Danny Short. The bill established this task force with the title I just announced, and it appears to be the focus of the task force to look into the fiscal management of the state's volunteer fire companies. In fact, the bill language itself says that once the task force is formed, the focus is to return to the General Assembly by January 31st of 2017 with recommended changes and reforms to consider in order to promote proper fiscal management and decrease the risk of embezzlement and misappropriation by members of the volunteer fire companies. This task force is made up of a number of individuals throughout the state, and the bill itself has a representative listed from each of the counties. The language specifically says that a representative of each county appointed by the county government. As a result of that language, it will take a motion of this council to recommend our participant from Sussex County. If you would allow me, I would recommend Gina Jennings, Finance Director, to represent the Sussex County Council on this task force. Gina, as her role in finance, as Finance Director, she works with the individual fire companies throughout the year regarding the county's finances that we provide each company. And furthermore, she participated in a workshop just last month hosted by the County Association where she and State Auditor Tom Wagner went over issues germane to this issue. So I think she is fully capable of representing the county on this task force.
You have a motion?
I do have a motion. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council appoints Gina Jennings, Finance Director, to the State Task Force to review the financial management procedures of voluntary fire companies.
I'll make the motion.
Second. Mr. Deaver, second. Mr. Arlett, any questions? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Okay, thank you. Next item is the County Administrator's Report for October 4th, 2016. One item. Sussex County once again is sponsoring its election year scholarship contest for local students. As in elections past, students will be asked to predict which candidates will win office in the 2016 general election set for November 8th. The student with the most correct predictions will win a $200 scholarship, while five runner-ups will each win $100 scholarships. Students 18 and younger who live in Sussex County are eligible to participate. Entrants will be asked to predict the winners of 20 federal, statewide, and county races. Student with the most correct guesses will win. To break a tie, entrants will be asked to guess how many votes the winner of this year's race for president will collect in Sussex County. Winners will be announced once election results are certified. The scholarships will be paid upon each student's enrollment in college or another post-high school educational program. For complete rules and to enter, log on to sussexcountyde.gov/election-contest. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. President, do we have a quick question on the winner? Do they come out to return day? Do we recognize them in any way?
We recognize them here.
We do recognize them at a future council meeting, yes.
Okay. Very good.
Brandy Norman. Impacted Community Study Presentation. Good morning.